I reached the level today. The resources, they finally showed up, and they're legit. Everybody saw me receive them, and they are legit. The tables have turned, the shoe is on the other foot. Well, 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 what do we have here? Relieved and proud that I get to keep my promises, the ones I made to others, more importantly, the ones I made to myself. I took these legitimate resources and I finally built it. And it works, I can't believe it. When I came in to check that morning, the son and I walking stride for stride, there was a message for someone named... I could barely believe it because, number one, I naively thought that the messages, if there were going to be any, would be exclusively for me. And number two, I was 100% sure I knew absolutely nobody by that name. The arrival of this communication taught me two things in the same moment. This was an open channel, and I was the operator, a guardian of this switchboard that allowed wishes, hopes, and regrets to now travel and transform into directions, prayer, closure. My mom was a switchboard operator way back when. It was one of her first jobs before thinking seriously about law school. She would often start to reminisce about the unforgiving pace, yet the responsibility alone made her feel like she was making a real contribution to society. Having been born a little too late in the century to really understand what she was even talking about, my mind could only hold on to how her eyes lit up, as if her own face had been summoned from decades before, when talking about her ability to connect people's voices and stories across city and country, sometimes even the world. And now, standing here, having built this pinnacle of connection from my mind, this switchboard of souls, whoa, should I even call it that? Is that what it even does? And it works? Next steps, I guess, pretty simple. All I have to do is find. How would they even know that this important package is here for them? Does anybody even know what I've been doing here in this lab for the past 3 years? Oh my gosh, I'm about to start getting thousands of these messages, aren't I? With no way to disseminate them into the world. Typical. I spent all that time making and grieving from my own inner world, trying to build bridges to places humanity deemed lost or unintelligible, while the mores of the outer world slipped quietly out the back door of my mind. If there's anything of note to take from this, it's my firm understanding that I could have all the degrees in the world to keep me warm with the knowledge and capability they gave me, but the chance of this being imagined, let alone built, relied on my intuition more than anything. And it would be that dewy guide that would lead me to and hand them this message. I was ready to do the vital work of finding them, then hand-delivering this sacred missive with all the pomp and circumstance that I felt it deserved. Ceremoniously, I prepared to venture out, scaling down the humming and the buzzing of the lab, when a buttery, soft knock rapped on my door. Odd, because I always kept my door open, and when I looked up, my eyes drank in the figure filling the doorway, their knuckles still resting on the threshold of the room, lending a slight echoing quality to the last knock, identical to the romance that a piano pedal adds to the cadence of a note. The name tag resting just above their heart said, in such a matter-of-fact font, it almost made me laugh. On top of that, they were employed at one of my favorite places to window shop, a place to stroll, to be always one decision away from squandering your whole savings. I probably snorted noticeably at an effort to quell my amusement, which would explain their hesitancy to physically cross into the room. I get it. See, I was taking this mission so seriously, I might as well have pulled out Excalibur and started sharpening it, readying myself for this quest to fight and defeat any foe, climb the ivory stairs to some forbidden city, only to kneel down at the seat of its leader, humbly offering this message up to them. Instead, here they are, probably on their lunch break, looking at me with expecting eyes. The whole situation was so matter-of-fact and from this world. The only weight I could give to the moment was a tacit acknowledgement of their presence and a solemn, wordless handoff of the one thing we both knew they had come for. It was understood that I hadn't read the message, and as they turned to leave, we caught eyes and they said, "I'll do my best to be back on Friday before you leave." "I'm sorry, what? How did you even know I was here, let alone I would leave, and when I would leave 2 days from now? Who sent you? And is your employee discount transferable?" I spent most of the time between our encounters mulling over these questions, particularly the last one. As promised, on Friday, just as I began to entertain thoughts of dinner and rest, they arrived with a small parcel, smartly wrapped in embroidered cloth, and announced their presence with that signature chorus of knocks. Then they whispered something into or like onto it and sealed it with an emotional, feathery kiss. I cast my eyes to the floor as I received the object and put it in the same door, should I call them doors? I don't know, that the first communique had materialized in. We both stood there, silent in that space. Even if a crowd of people had walked into that room at that very moment, they wouldn't have been in the same space as the two of us. Executed such a sharp turn towards me, I thought they were about to salute. Instead, taking my hand, thanking me with one of the most unrelenting handshakes, and an exhale heavy with relief, they spun to the door, leaving one more knock reverberating in the doorway. That inaugural experience welcomed the realization that however early or late we were born in the century was of no consequence. My mother and I had found our source of self-regard when we did our part, despite the confines of space and perceptions of time, to connect the human race.